Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, that network that deserves your support for all of the great programming and information that you can get from it that you can't get anywhere else. Go to go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on the donate button and send shekels, badly needed shekels. Isn't that right, Mark Dankoff?
That's right, and you can also give them my home address if you want.
Well, that'll be our next.
Although with my luck, maybe I'd receive a package from Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So don't give them my home address.
Yeah, Debbie. We could talk about that. It seems that Wile E. Coyote has infiltrated, or maybe she was hired by Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Maybe she is the new, tech security guy because she lost that Pakistani guy. So I guess she hired Wile E. Coyote, and he's been having some fun. We could talk about that. Of course, we could also talk about the The caravan of photo ops. It's just like the Trail of Tears, only gayer and faker, or faker and gayer. Is that how it goes? It's fake and gay. But you sent me some good prep before we went to show. We went to air, and there's a couple of articles that we should also get into. And I want to start with the Nikki Haley one, just because why not? And Philip Girardi had written an article about her, Nikki Haley for president, and just before, earlier this morning, I had actually posted something from Stephen F. Cohen. I posted this on nationalbugle.com, which mostly Mark has been posting great stuff to, but I do as well from time to time. And here's a quote from Stephen F. Cohen's article, so I'll just read this and kick it back to you, Mark. Regarding Haley, Stephen F. Cohen writes, she had no foreign policy credentials or any expert knowledge of other countries or of international relations generally. Judging by her performance as ambassador, nor did she acquire much on the job, almost always reading even short comments from prepared texts. By the way, those prepared texts seem to largely be written by one Jessica Gavora, who was her speechwriter, who is the wife of Jonah Goldberg, who is the, the editor of?
The Atlantic.
Excuse me?
The Atlantic?
No, that's
the Jeffrey editor. Goldberg.
That's Jeffrey Goldberg.
That's right.
Goldberg's confused. No, he is the editor
all
of
two look alike. Don't worry.
I know. The National Review. And his mom was Lucy Ann Goldberg. I didn't realize this until just earlier. Lucy Ann Goldberg, who is the lady who advised Donna Tripp to tell Monica Lewinsky to wear a wire, a recording wire that produced all of that information.
Linda Tripp, wasn't it?
Linda Tripp. What did I call her?
See, I am just Donna Tripp. I think it was Linda Tripp. You see, I'm just a repository of essential information when the story is really sleazy.
Well, that's why we have you on the show.
That's right.
Our Hollywood reporter. So, but Philip Girardi writes, Nikki Haley as president. There's one thing before I hand it over to you that he writes. He's talking about the United. He's talking about the New York Times, and the New York Times said something about her being, her independence from the White House or from the president. And he was questioning. He seemed to be questioning her independence. I think she was very independent. I think she was undermining Trump at every opportunity. But otherwise, he points out all sorts of stuff. Why don't you describe this or recap this article for us by Philip Girardi?
Well, Dr. Philip Girardi is the president of the Council for the National Interest. For people who don't know who he is, you need to know who he is.
He's a former ambassador?
He's a former CIA station chief in a couple of different countries.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, if I'm recalling this correctly, he was the CIA's director of security for the Barcelona Games, Olympic Games in Spain some years ago, among many other things in his resume. A very fine gentleman who interestingly enough, has been so consistently correct on everything that he said, and to the point that he was even abolished from the American Conservative, which is absolutely incredible. He was, I found his column in the American Conservative to be absolutely the best
thing. And you're saying he was abolished from it?
Yeah, I mean, they basically...
That's Ron Unce's publication, right? The American Conservative.
Well, Ron Unce, I think, is with the Unce Review and also gets time in the American Conservative.
Okay.
But at any rate, Philip Giraldi is no longer with the American Conservative. If people go back and Google this, it'll become very obvious that Dr. Giraldi's consistent analysis fingering Israel and the neocons supporting Israel on every conceivable thing, on every conceivable occasion, was striking too close to home even for the American Conservative. And there was a real backlash among readers of that publication when they decided that Dr. Giraldi was speaking the truth a little bit too much, yeah, even for them.
And the American Conservative, co-founded by Patrick Buchanan.
By Pat Buchanan, exactly. But basically, if you read what Giraldi tells us today about Nikki Haley, there's nothing here that is at all surprising, except, again, one of the chief things of value in this article is not simply that you see the interweaving connections of these neocons and Zionists in American government and in American media and the way in which they play off of one another, but just to read some of the specific quotes about Nikki Haley that are offered to us by the New York Times, and then to compare that with her actual record in office, it's just absolutely breathtaking how ridiculous this coverage is, how psychotic it is, and how Israeli-driven this New York Times coverage is. And one of the things in Dr. Giraldi's piece that I found most hysterically funny was that he reminds us that former U.N. ambassadors include Madeleine Albright, John Bolton, and Samantha Power, making
and,
it...
And how about Jean Kirkpatrick? Throw her in, too.
Yeah, okay, well, he didn't mention her, but we can throw her in. And Dr. Giraldi says, this makes it measurably more difficult to rank Haley as the worst ambassador of all time. But there are some firsts associated with Haley. And he goes on to tell us specifically what some of those firsts are. And when we go on to see who it is that is promoting this insane idea that Nikki Haley become the next president of the United States, as Giraldi puts it, there's the ubiquitous neocon in chief, Bill Kristol, who now hangs his hat at the Foreign Policy Initiative. Its forerunner, folks, was the Project for the New American Century. Kristol also can be found at the Emergency Committee for Israel. And then, of course, Mark Dubowitz of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies tweeted in regard to Nikki Haley, "Thank you, Nikki Haley, for your remarkable service. We look forward to welcoming you back to public service as President of the United States," unquote. We are reminded by Giraldi that Dubowitz is a Canadian, and it would be nice if he could be deported to a remote internet-free spot on Baffin Island, where you can cease interfering in American politics.
Now, I would feel sorry for the walruses and polar bears, frankly. But
well, yeah, that's absolutely true. We wouldn't want to defoliate a nice area of wildlife. But then, of course, there's Netanyahu, who tweets, quote, "I would like to thank Ambassador Nikki Haley, who led the uncompromising struggle against hypocrisy at the U.N. and on behalf of the truth."
He should know about hypocrisy.
Yeah, and on behalf of the truth and justice of our country, best of luck, exclamation point. And you kind of wonder why Roy Rogers and Dale Evans aren't singing Happy Trails in the background as BB is tweeting his wisdom.
I'll sing it.
No thanks. And then your forte is the top 40 in Korea, as I remember.
North Korea.
I'll let commie top 40
happy
stuff.
Trails to you. Until we meet again. I hope. Well, I've never met her, unless she was that lady at the, the Donna Summers concert who tried to meet to me. Maybe it was her. I can't tell.
Well, But then of course, the Israeli army even tweeted, "Thank you, Nikki Haley, for your service in the UN and unwavering support for Israel and the truth. The soldiers of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, salute you."
Don't they have any sense of, like, self-awareness? How do they think this looks to people when Israel is saying, "Oh, you've been the greatest, you've been unwavering, you've defended us"? That's not her job.
Yeah, exactly. And it begs the question is what country she's representing in the UN. And for your money and mine, it's certainly not the United States. So once again, we're back to that question about Trump, just briefly. Why was this individual his UN ambassador? And why do you have people like Bolton and Pompeo running around in the positions that they currently hold in the Trump foreign and national security establishment? The jury is out for some people on that. I don't think that that bodes, obviously, particularly well.
If I may, I think Haley's choice is a little more explainable. Bolton's and Pompeo's, Bolton in particular, I don't know. But with Haley, she was appointed before he became president, you know, shortly after the election. And according to Steve Bannon, a decision was made to put together a mainstream Republican administration. And I take that at face value, and I think that's why you got people like Nikki Haley, you know, being appointed before the inauguration. But after the inauguration, and after all the knives have come out, and you know, people's true intentions and motives being exposed, it's harder to explain, say, people like Bolton, who was appointed earlier this year. I don't know. You could put it down to bad judgment, or you could put it down to some sort of 3D chess based on information or feelings that Donald Trump has that we're not necessarily privy to. Who knows?
Well, I think being a cynic on this just for a moment, we might point to the money trail from Sheldon Adelson and Paul Singer and suggest that that may have had something to do with it also. But clearly there's something going on with this Haley thing. I remember specifically when this came up, I believe on Duke's show or on show, Dr. Slattery, after the Haley resignation, there was a lot of speculation in certain circles that this was a prelude to a run for the presidency on Haley's part in 2020, that she thought it was time to get out of Trump's dodge and begin to separate herself from any of the fallout from continuing to be linked to him. The curious thing is that Giraldi reminds us that we're likely to see her in this capacity in 2020, in spite of her pledge to Trump that she would both support him and not run against him. But then the key sentence toward the end of this article, the next to the last paragraph, is, I think, quite instructive. The Jewish publication Forward, Dr. Giraldi tells us, recently published a speculative article suggesting that if she were to run for president, a majority of American Jews might well vote for her, turning the Jewish community from solidly Democratic Party blue to Republican red. Now, that's an interesting statement, and it will be fascinating to see if ultimately Haley does run for the presidency, and if she's nominated, one might well be forgiven for assuming that that means that the Republican Party has been hijacked by the Zionists and the neocons once and for all.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see.
Now, maybe we don't need to spend too much more time on Haley, but Stephen F. Cohen on his show last week on the John Batchelor show, his conversation with John Batchelor, he was speculating that, and there's speculation, he doesn't claim to have inside information, that Trump, let me read it. It's hard to imagine that Trump was unhappy to see her go, and easier to imagine him pushing her toward the exit. A president needs a loyalist as Secretary of State and at the UN. Haley's pandering remarks at the White House about Trump's family suggest some deal had been made to ease her out, with non-recrimination promises made on both sides. We'll see if opponents of Trump's Russia policy can put another spokesman at the UN. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yes, we shall see. And certainly this story about Haley and her activities post-resignation are well worth our attention. And I think we need to thank Dr. Philip Giraldi once again for enabling the rest of us to have some degree of insight as to what's going on here and what we need to be paying attention to.
Okay. And now also, there is an article that you wanted to talk about. Facebook censorship of alternative media is just the beginning, says a top neocon insider. Is it just the beginning?
I think it is just the beginning, and let me preface my remarks by saying that this article is posted at nationalbugle.com, mm-hmm. Dr. Slattery's site. It's from Gray Zone, which describes itself as original journalism and analysis. This is edited by Max Blumenthal, and Max and a colleague by the name of Jeb Sprague co-authored this piece. It is entitled Facebook Censorship of Alternative Media, quote, just the beginning, says top neocon insider.
Yeah. And just as an aside, Max Blumenthal, he's a young man. I guess he's the black sheep of the Blumenthal family, or the white sheep. His father is Sidney Blumenthal, one of the best friends of the Clintons.
Yes. Very fascinating story in and of itself, I think, to analyze that whole thing. It'd be great to get Max Blumenthal on here, although I think he probably would determine he had better things to do than to be seen with us.
You never know. You never know. I did have one. I guess my first interview on National Bugle, when it was a podcast before the radio show. No, when Farron first had me a substitute for him back in 2016, was Professor James Petras, who's, you know, he's hardcore on Israel, but he's still borderline mainstream. I mean, he gets on TV shows from time to time, like Democracy Now. But anyway, back to the article.
Yes, looking at this article, it's kind of fascinating to read this thing in conjunction with a Giraldi essay in Russia Insider on Nikki Haley, because once again, we see certain names cross-referencing in regard to these past and developments. And as I've suggested many times in the past, we come up against this again, there's kind of a if you want to put it this way, a pattern that is followed by the folks who run the New World Order, who want to expand the New World Order, and to basically do whatever they can to destroy anyone who is perceived as any kind of a threat to their ultimate game plan. And that involves, in initial stages, of course, ignoring and marginalizing. Then if that fails, then demonization is the next step. Beyond demonization, we get into both criminalization, criminalizing the legitimate First Amendment activities of those who dissent from the New World Order. This is behind what David Duke was talking about earlier in regard to this latest attempt to criminalize criticism of Israel, South mm-hmm. Carolina. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to the last stage of this, which involves this subject in this article, okay, which involves censorship.
We'll get to that right after the break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Yeah, my.
Welcome. So, National Bugle Radio. That was not Roy Rogers and what's his wife's name?
Dale Evans.
That was Korean music there. We'll get our Dale Evans and Roy Rogers music lined up for next show maybe. But back to this gray zone, to Max Blumenthal and Jeb Sprague, and Facebook censorship. So what do we have to look forward to?
Well, I think what we have to look forward to, and again, earlier I was talking about this in regard to the strategy that the New World Order people pursue in regard to the eventual achievement of everything that they want. It involves marginalizing and ignoring people like us if we have any degree of success, and that's when demonization comes in. If demonization does not do the trick, this is where criminalization comes in regard to all of the things going on now in regard to all of this pro-Israel legislation that's being introduced around the country, both not only in the National Congress and Senate, but also in individual state houses, that basically comes very close, if not in fact, to criminal.
Hello? We lost your audio momentarily? We're getting you back. Or am I losing the audio? Okay. All right. So Mark's having a little bit of trouble with his connection, but we'll get him right back. So with this is interesting. Again, where you can tie this into the Nikki Haley stuff. It's what's one of the things that's interesting is this Jamie Fly, this person who is being featured in the article. Jamie Fly, he's got his roots in, well, the Foreign Policy Initiative, which was a spinoff of the Project for a New American Century. When we were talking about Nikki Haley before the break, I mentioned her speechwriter, Jessica Gavora, and she comes right from this same background. She was with the New Citizens Project, which itself then initiated the Project for a New American Century. So, you know, you've all of these people, they're all connected to these neocons, the Weekly Standard, which is Bill Kristol's magazine, and the National Review, which is Jonah Goldberg, and of course, Jessica Gavora, the speechwriter for Nikki Haley, is married to Jonah Goldberg. So you get these same suspects over and over again. Are you back, Mark? Well, we'll get him back during the next break, which is coming up. Still not good. Still not a good connection. It's not audible. What the stage we're at right now is on Facebook, on Twitter. You've got the demonization of people like us who step out of line. I don't have a Twitter account. I don't use Facebook, but people like us were demonized. We are deplatformed, and deplatforming can involve economic what you could call economic violence, financial violence. Can we use the word like that? Well, if you are deprived of a means to make a living because you're deprived of a means of earning money through the work you're doing, we're providing information and resources, and Jonah Goldberg, he gets paid for it, but we're not allowed to get paid for it. We can't monetize. I don't know if you want to use the term violence, but it's pretty close to it. Well, then what comes next? And this is what the article is asking. What comes next after this type of demonization, deplatforming, demonetization? Well, then you get criminalization, and they're passing laws. You've got laws in other countries. You've got, laws criminalizing denial or questioning of the Holocaust. You've got anti-Semitism laws that are being proposed and passed in some places in Europe, whereby it criminalizes condemning Israel. You know what? We just have a minute before the break, but what is interesting to me is you've been hearing all of these sob stories regarding this caravan, the caravan of photo ops, and Cenk Uygur, the Turkish person from the Young Turks progressive podcast, was comparing people who don't want to accept these migrants to people who participated in the Holocaust by rejecting shiploads of Jewish refugees. We'll talk about this after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio, with Patrick Slattery and Mark Dankoff. Mr. T was able to reconnect with you.
Yeah, that's a very strange thing. You know, I, from time to time, it hasn't happened real recently, but over the years, every once in a while, there's an unexplained glitch that sometimes I think is no glitch at all. Every once in a while, I think it's something deliberate. But at any rate, there was a problem with the Skype internet connection that developed, even though I was still connected to the internet. So at any rate, we're back online, at least by phone, and I'm trying to reboot my studio system, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, okay, I was making one point right before the break. I'll finish that, and then we can go back to that. The Facebook censorship. But we've got this caravan of photo ops that's headed our way. And I was pointing out that Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks, in a debate he was having with Tucker Carlson at some forum, he pointed out that, well, the last time we rejected refugees coming to this country, it was, you know, these ships of Jews, and they got sent back to Europe, and we all know how that worked out. So apparently, if you're not going to accept anybody who wants to come into your country, it's another Jewish Holocaust. Now, what maybe Tucker just kind of brushed it aside, but maybe he could say, well, you know, who does have a wall? Israel has a wall. And so are you comparing Israel to Nazis? I think you're an anti-Semite. He could have gone on that route. I don't know if that's an effective way to go or not.
Well, you're not going to hear that on Fox News for obvious reasons. Tucker Carlson perhaps would come the closest to anyone on that network in terms of actually thinking something like that. But in terms of saying it because of the Rupert Murdoch ownership of Fox News, there are certain things that one presumes are sacrosanct. And one is the fact that Israel is, and certainly the Fox News people are not going to go very far in discussing this Jewish lobby angle on all this illegal immigration. And this is where the alternative right comes in. Shows here on Rents and RBN, you know, your show here on RBN and Duke's show on Rents, other shows of similar ilk where these matters are covered, is where the American public is going to be exposed to this information, as well as in certain circles in foreign media. But in regard to even Fox News, which is arguably the so-called right-wing side of the false dialectic when it comes to mainstream media, you're not going to hear that mentioned or discussed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get back to that Facebook, the Facebook article.
Yes.
By Max Blumenthal. So you were introducing it, and then we got cut off.
Well, basically what you have is a situation here where Max Blumenthal and a guy named Jeb Sprague co-authored this piece that can be found at nationalbugle.com. And in this particular piece, Max Blumenthal and Sprague were explaining that you have this this fellow that has been a so-called director of the German Marshall Fund, and this fellow in turn is someone who has had a lot of connections on the neocon right for a very, very long period of time, who has basically indicated to Jeb Sprague in a conversation that they had while both were in attendance at a conference, that there was going to be further ongoing Facebook censorship, and not only Facebook censorship, but other social media censorship of these alternative media outlets and connections. And this is where we get into what has been absolutely predictable. It's following the formula that we anticipated after the 2016 elections. But when you look at who this guy is that made these statements and where this guy came from in regard to his particular orientation, his background, and his links and associations with a variety of individuals and groups that you might, again, reiterate for us on the phone here, Dr. Slattery, this explains precisely that it's not simply a connection, a question of CNN demonizing the right, CNN demonizing the anti-New World Order movement, even though it's very careful for the most part not to use that term. But it also becomes a question of getting us marginalized, getting us removed from those outlets in social media where we were largely somewhat successful in 2016 in doing an end run around CNN, and then run around the Washington Post, and then run around the New York Times, and so forth and so on. Now, in this particular situation, we are told that by Mr. Fly that what he has been able to do, what he claims that he has done in being a large part of this largely successful attempt to begin removing certain organizations and people from access to social media with their news platforms and their articles and broadcasts and so forth, is an interesting link, again, to the United States government and to NATO, to the Atlantic Council, which is basically an organization which, as you might imagine, is very much involved in the promotion of the Atlanticist point of view, which is an interventionist point of view. It's a globalist point of view. It's a point of view that does not find itself accepting any degree of dissent from the policies that the foreign policy establishment and the United States in particular have been supporting ever since the end of the Second World War, and, of course, Zionism and the Bretton Woods banking system and the Federal Reserve Board and these ongoing involvements militarily on the part of the United States and the Middle East and supporting open borders, right, are all attempts to bring the American public into unthinking support of these policies by basically keeping informed intelligent, erudite people who criticize these policies from getting into the arena in the same way that they did in the run-up to the 2016 elections.
Yeah, and, you know, I watch, I do monitor a certain amount of the mainstream media. I'll watch a little bit of CNN from time to time. The main one I watch nowadays is the PBS NewsHour, which is, you know, it tries to be a bit more intellectual, and they have longer discussions. But, you know, it's very telling. They'll have a discussion between two people who are supposedly on different sides of the issue, at issues from the point of view that we are, or would, or so many other people in the alternative media. It's Russia, the debate wouldn't be, is Russia bad or is Russia a potential ally? It's is Russia bad or is Russia bad but? All right, those would be the two sides of the issue. Of course, this is not news to our people. We know that we've got a heavily controlled media. Here's the thing about Facebook is and Google. They become effective monopolies, and they're allowed to become monopolies, based on certain premises. And of course, they have been able to be free of what might be liable, you know, the responsibility for things that are said on their platform. So they're not, you know, they're not subject to a lot of the same types of laws or regulations that other media companies would be, because, oh, we're just platforms. We're not producing the content. And yet, once they're involved in censorship, and they clearly are, they are responsible for the content. So it's basically, could you describe it as a bait and switch? You know, they present themselves as just kind of neutral platforms, but then they wind up becoming censors.
Well, right? I think that's absolutely correct. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
And when you look at this whole thing, again, this gets back to this very fine piece of Gray Zone, where you have, again, another crack in the canvas in regard to what is really going on in this country. You look at this fellow by the name of Jamie Fly, this connection to the German Marshall Fund, and his connection to the so-called Asia Fund of that German Marshall Fund. And when you start going through the totality of the connections that are involved in this organization, and that this guy Fly in particular has links to, directly or indirectly, the picture couldn't be clearer. As I mentioned before our technical problems began, this German Marshall Fund is funded by the U.S. government's Agency for International Development and by NATO. That, in fact, should say something to people who know anything at all about those matters and what the ideological assumptions of such groups are. And when we look at Fly, of course, he has predictably advocated everything from a military assault on Iran, regime change war in Syria, hiking military spending to unprecedented levels, and so forth and so on. Now, when we start going even further into his background, as Blumenthal and Sprague do here, we discover that the Fly entered government by, as Sprague and Blumenthal put it here, burrowing into mid-level positions at George W. Bush's National Security Council and Department of Defense. Then in 2009, he was appointed director of the Foreign Policy Initiative, folks. That is the rebranded version of Bill Kristol's Project for the New American Century, as we mentioned in our analysis of Giraldi's piece on Nikki Haley. And as we go even further into this, Fly later found his way into the Senate office of Marco Rubio, right? Assuming a role as Rubio's top foreign policy advisor. And then, as we're all familiar, or should be familiar somewhat, with what Rubio represents in the Republican Party.
And of course, Rubio was a Republican candidate that Nikki Haley endorsed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he was an alternative to Donald
Trump.
There's
a Haley connection, right? Haley to Rubio
Haley
to fly.
Mm-hmm. And of course, and there's the Haley connection in that her speechwriter was heavily involved with the predecessor of the Project for the New American Century, which I pointed out when you were having technical problems.
Exactly. This lady who is married to Jonah Goldberg. So, you know, when you start looking at this sort of thing, the Washington Post's Craig Timberg plays a role in this. We are told by Blumenthal and Sprague, we are reminded, I should say, that Timberg published this ridiculously, dubiously sourced report entitled "Russia Propaganda Effort Helped Spread Fake News." This in turn links to an organization called Prop or Not, which we've discussed, I believe, on this show before, which is an organization that we know little about to this day, except for the fact that it has advocated blacklisting some 200 American media outlets as Russian online propaganda. And when you look at some of these groups, legitimate mm-hmm. groups like the Free Thought Project and Anti-Media, these are just two of the ones that were later banned by Facebook, presumably at the urging of Prop or Not. And as you read through, of course, this Prop or Not outfit has never, ever been fully uncovered publicly in regard to who's behind it, who's funding it, who some of the members are. We are just told that mm-hmm. these guys are a so-called nonpartisan collection of researchers with foreign policy, military, and technology backgrounds. What does that tell you, folks? I mean, I think that speaks very loudly right there. Timberg, of course, in his article, quotes a figure associated with the George Washington University Center for Cyber and Homeland Security, Andrew Weisbird, mm-hmm. And cited a report that Weisbird wrote with his colleague Clint Watts on Russian meddling. And then, of course,
yeah. And I'm just going to mention that George Washington University is by far the most Jewish university in Washington D.C.
That's right, and is very much involved with putting people into the federal and foreign policy establishment, the CIA, the NSA, the State Department, so forth and so on. Exactly. And then Timberg's piece on Prop or Not ends up being promoted by all of these top Clinton staffers, and that is all cited here in this article. And as we continue going on to this nonsense about trying to track this Russian bot with U.S. government money, this leads into other Democratic foreign policy hands and neocon groups, including one called the Alliance for Securing Democracy, the ASD, this initiative was immediately endorsed, this ASD group, and their initiatives were endorsed by John Podesta, who is the founder of the Democratic Party think tank, the Center for American Progress, and it just goes on and on and on. Now, fascinatingly enough, ASD, this particular group called the Alliance for Securing Democracy, linked up to all these Russiagate people with links to the Clintons and to all of these high-level Clinton associates. Guess what? This ASD organization is sponsored by one of the most respected think tanks in Washington, known as the German Marshall Fund. There it is, funded by Western governments. Its top financial sponsors are the Agency for International Development and the German Foreign Office, right? Mm-hmm. And as you continue going through all of these globalist, Zionist, militarist, interventionist groups that comprise this neocon ideology, we're going back to, again, people like Bill Kristol, Clinton's foreign policy advisor Jake Sullivan, ex-CIA Director Michael Morell, and this guy, Jamie Fly,
who has been at the center of these Russiagate involvements in this new Russian bot tracker, supposedly in the media, is again the German Marshall Fund spokesman, who has come right forth in conjunction with the Laura Rosenberger. Check out that
all
last
right
name.
Well, we got to go to the break. We'll come back right after the break and wrap this up.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back, National Bugle Radio with Patrick Slattery and Mark Dankoff. And so, just to wrap it up, it seems like we've got a bunch of Jews in the media and Jews in various nonprofits and think tanks who are manipulating some Shabbat Goyim people like Nikki Haley to do their bidding. Imagine the shock of all the people out there in our audience. Mark?
Exactly right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you good now.
Well, you know, this is all typical, and again, it's a part of the game, which is why I encourage people to go to nationalbugle.com to take a look at this piece of Max Blumenthal and Jeb Sprague. Several other names have come up big time in this connection to Jamie Fly. Is Fly's colleague at the German Marshall Fund, Laura Rosenberger, who is the head of the Alliance for Securing Democracy, if that means anything to you. And when you look at Ms. Rosenberger's
biography as it is listed here in this piece by Blumenthal and Sprague, it could not be clearer what her ideological orientation is. And then another name by the name of Clint Watts comes up in this discussion of Blumenthal and Sprague. You can learn more about him by actually reading the article. But there's a fascinating picture of Watts testifying before Congress, and Watts is quoted as telling the Congress of the United States that it has to do something about, quote-unquote, managing this information rebellion. I want to repeat that again, managing this information rebellion. These guys don't want to take a chance on having happen what happened to them in 2016. And moreover, if the American public, it seems to me, ever figures out who it is that's sending their sons and daughters into these worthless wars, who it is that continues to be involved in devaluing the American dollar and devaluing our credibility in the world, at the same time that we cannot secure our own borders from foreign invasion, and at the same time that we cannot deal with people who are in this country illegally, who apparently have subversive connections to all kinds of people, both domestically and internationally. You know, if that kind of thing is ever figured out by the American public, then these guys are really going to have presumably a rebellion on their hands. And so the first step in this process is to quell the information rebellion, to quote what Clint Watts told the American Congress, to quell the information rebellion and basically to get people either watching only outlets like CNN and Fox or paying attention only to professional sporting events like the World Series and keeping their eyes and ears away from materials that presumably are going to cause them to question who it is that is in control of their government and what the game plan is for them and for their families.
Well, I'm still looking forward to a World Series between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Washington Senators. We'll see. Well, I think we're just about out of time. One thing we didn't get to was much about the caravan. I'll be talking about that on the show for tomorrow somewhat. We'll get into that. You know, one last thought before we hear the music. We have customs people deployed in Vancouver and Toronto airports. Why can't we have some asylum processing centers forward deployed in Mexico with big red stamps saying reject? How about that? Okay, thank you so
we
much,
got it.
Mark.
Hey, thank you, and I apologize for these very strange technological developments, which I'm somewhat familiar with in the last 10 years from time to time.
Maybe we'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.